Greetings, everyone. This is I'm right. But we all know that I am. I don't know why you keep arguing with me.
Jill, you're creating an illusion.
An illusion?
That you are right.
But I am.
And the listeners really know I'm the man.
Well, every now and
I'm
then.
I'm the man.
Every now and then they agree with
they
you.
Feel
but
bad
anyway, I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
I'm Anthony Cordova.
In today's episode, we are talking about how do you navigate time, space, and effort when both people in the relationship are creative. And it's a part of a segment we call
Stand by Your Stance.
So, Tony, what's your stance on this?
Well, this is going to be a difficult episode for me.
Why?
I think we get along great as two creative people in one house.
Well, let's talk about how we do that, if that's what you believe.
Yeah, so
I don't totally agree with that, but go ahead.
I agree. I mean, we both write.
Yeah. Oh, so now you're a writer? You're admitting it?
No, I have to write to create poetry. So we both write.
We both write.
Right. So, and we don't interfere with each other on that at all.
Really?
Really?
That's what you believe?
Really? Now,
That's what you believe?
Yes. Now, as you know, and some of the listeners know, I've been trying to learn how to play the drums for, I don't know, maybe a year and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that can interfere.
Yes.
With your writing.
Yes. I'm glad that you finally admitted that.
Sometimes it can.
So let's talk about that.
Why?
Why do you play the drums?
Well,
you brought it up.
That?
Did you not bring it up? You brought it up.
I thought I brought it up and that's that. Done.
Oh, no.
That's that.
No, it's
that's
not that.
That.
No, it's not that's
a, that. That's that.
It's not a that's that.
Sure it is.
We need to do a whole episode about that's that.
When I say that's that.
Oh, right.
End of conversation.
No,
that's that.
No. I know that you realize you did not marry that woman.
Which woman?
That agrees with that's that and that's it.
You absolutely do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. Are you feeling okay today? I don't think you're feeling
great.
Okay.
It's a beautiful day.
No, I need
day.
To touch your head, see if you're warm.
It's a beautiful day. I feel
delusional.
Wonderful. So,
what's your problem? My point is that, yes, you have been learning how to play the drums. YouTube is a great educator, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Learning how to play the drums for
you can
the last
learn anything on YouTube.
Yeah, you really can. I agree with that. But anyway, you've been learning how to play the drums for about a year and a half now.
Yes.
And it just amazes me that sometimes the exact moment that you decide to play the drums is the exact moment that I've started to sit down and write, which, you know, I hardly ever get a chance to write when I want to because of my other work.
Yes.
But for some reason, I don't know what it is about your timing, but the exact moment I'm ready to write is the exact moment you decide to play the drums. And granted that
come on now.
That
come on.
You're in the basement and perhaps I'm one floor up or even two floors up.
Yeah.
I can still hear you. I have really good hearing. Hey, I just had a hearing test that confirmed that I have really good hearing.
Okay. But Jill, you know why it happens that way.
No, I really don't. Please explain. I would love to know the answer to that.
We're in sync.
Well, if you were in sync, wouldn't you write when I write?
If I had a menstrual,
play your instrument
if I had a
when
menstrual
I play my
cycle,
instrument?
If I had a menstrual cycle,
I think
we would have it both
don't
at
you?
The same time.
I think
time.
You do.
Not yet.
No, I
not
think
yet.
Sometimes you do.
So we're in sync. So when you feel creative, I feel creative.
But can't you feel creative in a way that you choose to write when I write?
Quite often I do.
So why wouldn't we be in sync? If you feel the need to play an instrument, I play instruments too.
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't it work that way?
No, because you're not playing your instrument. The
but
instrument
that's what
you
I'm
should
saying,
be practicing on.
That's what I'm saying. If
you're
we were truly in
you're
sync.
Not, no, that's because you don't have that avenue to let it out. You're not trying to learn an instrument. You already know how to play the piano.
I am trying to learn another instrument.
So you're that's right. And what instrument is that?
The flute. Correct. I already know how to play the piano, keyboards.
That's
I'm learning
true.
How to play the flute.
And how often do you practice in a week? In a week, how
the
often? Yes,
piano?
How many times in a week?
I've only
do you
practiced
practice?
It once, but why is that?
Once in 1 week or once
once
a week?
Ever?
Once ever.
Yes.
And you got
but
this
you know
flute,
why.
And you got this flute, what,
for
maybe
Christmas.
Four, yeah,
for
which
Christmas,
is,
which
is
I really do,
a while
I really
ago.
Do like the flute.
Yes.
However,
you like to look
I'm
at
the
it,
kind of person.
Collect dust.
No, I don't like to look at it as it collects dust. I like to, I keep it where I can see it to remind myself that I need to get to the point where I can play it as often
oh,
as
yeah.
I would like.
Uh-huh.
However, the reason I'm not playing it is because of priorities. I place priorities over my writing, and you know what I'm working on. You know what my work in progress is. So I place priority on my writing at this moment, but
okay.
I would love to get to a point where I'm writing and playing music, you know, in the same week. I would love to get to that point, but I'm not there yet.
Excuses.
It's not an excuse.
Excuses.
So you want me to give up my writing? Is that it?
No. Prioritize. Take an hour. Take 20 minutes. Take a
How
half
often
hour.
Have you sat down to write something? You were like, oh, I'm only going to mess with this for an hour. And that's really what happened. How often has that happened for you?
Quite often.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's never happened for me. When I put a time on how long I'm going to write, just to get into writing, I end up working so much longer because
uh-huh.
I'm in a zone. I get into a zone and I don't know what time
yeah,
it
but
is.
It's different when you already know how to write, but it's different with an instrument that you're trying to learn. You can put a time on it. I'm going to practice for 30 minutes. You can set
oh,
a timer. And practice for 30 minutes.
I understand that. When I was learning how to play the piano,
yes.
I played for an hour every day.
Yeah, so
you know,
can
just
get
to perfect that. I understand
minutes
that. However,
in a day.
Back at the time that I first learned how to play an instrument, I didn't have any other responsibilities. I was
yeah,
a child.
I understand
I have many
that.
Responsibilities.
I
so I have to place
we
writing
all have
as a priority because writing is a job.
Yeah. Well.
I know you're not dismissing that it's a job. I know you're not.
It's creative. You
it
love
is a creative job,
it.
But I've always had creative jobs where something where I could create. And if my job got to a point, mm-hmm. you know, let's say all the times that somebody decided to make me a manager, which I never went for, as you know,
mm-hmm.
But what? I never tried to be a manager.
Oh, but you were a manager often.
Yeah, because yes. someone else decided I should be,
yeah, okay.
And I let them have their way. But anyway,
great.
So sometimes when you manage projects or people, you don't have the opportunity to be creative. So in those situations, I would do or get a freelance gig where I could still have that creative outlet.
Yeah.
Why'd you say it like that?
Yeah.
Why'd you say it like that?
Yeah.
I don't understand the yeah.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? Talk to me. We're doing a podcast.
I'm thinking that we were talking about two creative people in a household.
Yes.
And now you're talking about previous jobs.
No. I was talking about how I try to be creative every single day.
Okay. So I think you tried to take me off topic because I was trying to get you to agree to practicing the flute 30 minutes a day.
No. My response to that, did you already forget?
I don't
I know
have the
you
time.
Have,
it's my job.
Have,
my job is writing.
I know you
okay,
have short-term
here's
memory,
a, here's a
but
question.
My response to
here's
that
a question.
Was priorities.
Yes, priorities. That's
so
why
even
it's only
my priority,
30 minutes.
But my priority over playing the flute is writing, which is also a job.
Okay. Most of our listeners have jobs.
Yes, sure. Okay. Agreed.
So they have jobs.
Agreed. See, and I can agree with you on something.
Yes, we agree on a lot of things. It's not like it's a surprise that you agreed with me.
Well, anyway, you know that I do.
Anyway. So
on this, anyway,
most of our listeners have jobs.
Yes.
But a lot of our listeners probably have something else in their life they like to do, a hobby or something.
Sure.
Right?
We all do. Yeah.
And they will make, you know, one day a week, maybe on the weekend, maybe during the week, maybe after they get off of work, maybe before they go to work, they'll decide that they're going to do this thing they like to do, you know, that they enjoy. It can be anything.
Yeah.
In our case, it's writing, but, you know, it could be someone has a hobby where they make jewelry. Let's say someone makes jewelry, but they might come home from work and say, okay, I'm going to have dinner, get everything straight. And then they'll take, you know, 30 minutes, an hour or so to do their hobby, something they like to do.
Yes.
So they work. And they're able to get a little time to do what they want to do. You work.
Try to do the thing I like to do, which is writing, someone plays the drum.
Well, here's the deal. This is what you should do.
Don't you mean this is what you should do?
I mean, I like to write. No, this is what you should do.
Yes, I do like to write. But I have to have a certain atmosphere to do it.
To me.
I don't think you're listening to
me. This is going to solve our problems.
Okay, I'm all for solutions.
This is it. It just came to, I wish I had thought of this a year, no.
A year and a half ago?
No, maybe.
When you first started playing the drums?
5 months ago. 5 months
A year and a half ago when you first started playing the drums?
5 months ago, I wish I had gotten this idea. But this is it.
I'm listening.
When you hear me practice on the drums, that's when you need to pick up the flute. That's it. Why are you laughing? I'm serious. That's when you need to pick up the flute.
You know why I'm laughing, sweetheart?
That's what you need to do.
Do you know why I'm laughing?
So if you hear me tapping that hi-hat...
Do you know why I'm laughing? I am seriously laughing.
Do you know why
I'm genuinely laughing at this idea?
You pick up that flute and you get to it. When I stop,
my goodness.
You stop. And then you can write. Great idea.
No, that is a horrible idea. Let me tell you why.
I've hardly ever felt like I was a genius, but today.
Oh my goodness.
I am a genius. My IQ has risen today because I got that idea. Yep. That's it. I'm great.
Well, sweetheart.
I'm great. I need to pat myself on the back.
Sweetheart.
You want to give me a high five?
No.
High five?
No.
Come on. High five.
No.
You can reach me.
No.
High five.
No. Can I respond to this idea of yours?
Yes.
Okay. So I do think, and I call you brilliant from time to time. So I actually do believe that you're brilliant.
I'm not brilliant. I actually do believe that. I'm not brilliant.
No, I believe that. That is what I call you. I've called you that. For many years, long before we were married.
Yeah, you're biased, but
before we were married, I said that tell you all the time.
That's when you...
Why are we arguing over this
That's when you was
part?
Trying to get a ring on your finger. I had to laugh at that one.
Yeah, you did. Because you know, when you met me, I was not thinking about marrying anybody. You know that. Okay. So anyway, we're not going to argue over whether you're brilliant or not. That's
okay.
My opinion. I'm sticking to it. You can't change my mind about that.
However,
this idea of yours is not.
It's excellent.
It's not one. It's not a brilliant one. I'm
sorry.
Let me tell you why I believe that it's not.
Tell me why it's not a great idea.
Do you recall the conversations that we have before I start to write, let's say, let me take you back. Let's take
me back.
Take me back, dear Lord. Is that what you were going to say?
No.
Sing.
You know, if I go into the church, the walls will start cracking. Come on.
Anyway, let's go through a daily routine where, let's say, I've gone to teach all day, and which you know I do day.
You do it. Yes.
Okay. So let's say I come home.
Yes.
And we have dinner.
Yes.
Usually. And then I say, sweetheart, well, actually, you'll say to me, what do you want to do now? Do you want to watch a movie? Do you want to watch a TV show?
Another time you can play the flute. You can play the flute then.
But let me take you through our situation. Okay, so sometimes you will say,
blow that off, right?
You will say, I'll tell you why.
You should be happy.
Oh my goodness, let me tell you the story.
That will support you in your creative endeavors.
Except for writing when you want to play the drums. So this is the situation. So you'll say, do you want to write? No, you'll say, do you want to watch a movie on TV, you know, Netflix or whatever, or do you have a show that comes on tonight? What are you going to do right now? And on the few times that I actually feel like my brain is still working after a full day of teaching,
yes,
I might say, and I have said, I want to write right now.
Okay.
You're like, and you, that's what you'll say. You'll say,
okay, great.
I will leave the room. So I don't talk to you. I'll let you have it. Oh, my, like, great.
Cool.
So I get my laptop and I get situated in my favorite chair to write in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all set to go. Meanwhile, you have left the room, right?
Yes.
And the minute I raise my fingers to put them on the keyboard,
I'm not watching you.
I know, because it turns out that you have gone to the basement.
Yes.
And as soon as I lift my fingers to type my words that are in my head that I need to purge from my head.
Yes.
You start playing the drums.
Uh-huh.
It's
not intentional.
It's really, but you
it's
know,
that
but my
creative
point is, but you know what I'm about to do. We have discussed
No, I don't. I may not know that, even though we discussed it.
And you know that Jill's about to write. That's why I'm leaving the room. That's why I'm not in the room with her.
Jill.
And then, let me finish. You go to the basement.
Jill.
And it's uncanny how your timing is that the minute my fingers raise to come back down on the keys of my keyboard.
That's because our creative minds are in sync.
But sweetheart, besides, you must know that I can't write as much as I listen to music. You know that I listen to music as I write. I do need background noise. You know that.
Uh-huh.
However, the bang, bang, bang of a drum.
It's not bang, bang,
that's
bang.
That's what it sounds like. Well, even that. Try writing to that where it's all percussion. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. I lose my concentration. So the solution is not for me to stop writing, because I have said to you first, this is what
first
I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So the solution is not for me to stop writing. The solution is for you to stop playing the drums.
No, the solution is,
if you
want to
make it for an hour, okay. Maybe that's the better solution.
This is what you do. Whenever you sit down to write, unpack your flute, put it all together, get everything out that you need, okay? And again, like I said earlier, the moment you hear, you know, me hitting that little hi-hat.
But then I haven't written.
Pick up the flute. Well, I don't practice.
Oh, do not be dismissive of my writing.
I do not practice as long as I used to. So now,
no, you used to do it for 3 hours.
So now it's only about 30 minutes at a time.
But that's 30 minutes I could have been writing.
30 minutes you could be practicing the flute.
30 minutes that I want to write. My writing is most important to me right now.
30 minutes.
And it should be most important to you.
I'm trying to be supportive of your music.
be supportive of my writing.
I am. I'm also trying to be supportive of your music.
Be supportive of my writing.
Why did I buy you the flute? I got it
so that I would play.
It's a gift for you. You said, Tony, I want to play the flute. I want to play
the flute. I do want to play the flute. But right now, that is not my priority. No one is paying me to play the flute or to learn how to play it.
It hurts my feelings that you never played a flute.
I will get in the flute, but I have to get through certain writing projects first. Do you know that?
So sad.
Oh, don't even try it.
I'm so sad. You don't.
Have you picked up acting too? I think you must have.
So sad.
Did you start acting?
You don't.
When I wasn't looking.
No, I searched high and low.
No, you didn't. That was on my wish list. You ordered it. You did not search high and low. It was on my wish list. You ordered it. Thank you, by the way. I do appreciate that you bought me the flute.
I searched high and low through the valleys and the mountaintops.
You know no one's believing you right now.
Through the rivers and the creeks.
Listeners, do you hear this crap?
I have searched for that.
You're speaking crap.
Ooh, chill. You said a bad word.
Crap?
Yes.
Crap is a bad word.
For you, it is. Listeners, I must really be in trouble because I'm talking crap. If Jill says something like that, that's like one level below. That's it.
That is not one level below.
Yes, it is.
No, that's many levels below. It's not. So can't you see what I'm asking?
You have put the fear of God in me.
Yeah, right.
I'm frightened.
You are not.
I'm frightened.
You are not.
I'm very frightened.
No, you're not. And if you are, so that means you'll stop playing the drums when you know I'm about to write?
It's always an accident.
No, it's not. How can it be an accident when you left the room I was setting up to write? You know
I don't, this. I don't purposely set out to do that. But as you know.
You get distracted and you forget?
Listeners, my wife she purchased a gift for me one time. It's just a t-shirt. But on the t-shirt, it says in bold letters.
Your favorite saying.
I forgot.
Yeah, it was
so
a joke.
I walk around with like this a gag t-shirt that it says, I forgot.
I got you two of those shirts, by the way.
And people see the t-shirt and they're like, you forgot what? Well, I don't know what I did. I got you those gifts because that's what you always say. Yeah, because I forgot you was getting ready to write.
In those few minutes, you forgot. It could be like 3 or 4 minutes later and you forgot.
Perhaps.
Really?
Perhaps. Yes, really. Perhaps.
So should I? Maybe this is a better solution. When I decide I'm going to write and I discuss it with you, maybe I should write a note and hand it to you so that you look, you know, you've gone out of the room and let's say you make it to the basement.
Yeah.
And I do believe that when you see your drums, you forget everything else. You just start playing.
Sometimes I do.
I do believe
yes.
that you cannot walk past your drums and not play
no,
them.
I walk past the drums
but
often
maybe
and don't
if,
play them.
If
but
before
sometimes.
You pick up the stick to
yeah,
play,
yeah.
maybe you'll have this note in your hand. I'm like, oh, what's this? Because you forgot what it
yeah.
is. And you look at it and it says, my wife is writing down.
Maybe I
Would
need to
help?
Leave you a note on
no,
your
I
laptop. It says, when you hear Tony
Mm-mm.
hitting that hi-hat,
no.
pick up your flute.
I think you need to respect the fact that I write and my time is limited in doing so. That's
do.
What you need to respect.
I do.
No, you don't.
I always apologize.
You don't respect. after the fact, 30 minutes, an hour later.
I apologize.
When you come back up and I'm still sitting there seething, looking at my computer because I wasn't able to write anything because of this noise in the background.
I'm trying to give you background.
But that's not,
music.
That doesn't work for me.
Background
just like I can't listen
music.
To music that has lyrics in it while I'm writing, I can't listen apparently to percussion. So anyway, let's get to a segment that we call
Give It a Rest and a Resolution.
So, Tony, what is your conclusion and resolution to this issue that apparently we have?
Well, I still don't see it as an issue.
Not it's for you, maybe. It's definitely an issue for me.
It's a small inconvenience.
Is it?
Yes, being that, you know, I can't play it midnight. So you're
saying I should write at midnight? Because you can't play at midnight?
I'm saying...
Actually, that might work for me. I'm such a night owl.
I'm saying I can't play at midnight because it's too late and wakes everybody up and all of that. So, but that's when I would like to play. So I think I'm compromising by playing 30 minutes during the day. Yeah. So we'll see how that works. Oh, but anyway...
That's your conclusion and resolution?
My resolution is that I'm going to build a drum room, a soundproof drum room.
Oh.
Yes. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to build it in the basement, soundproof. You'll barely hear it.
Huh.
Yeah. Only for you, sweetheart. All for you.
So I can get a writer studio too? Because that would work as well.
No, that's another topic. No, drum room, I can make that relatively inexpensively, and drum room.
All right. Well, my conclusion and resolution is to respect when you have two people who are creative in different ways, and one might interfere with the production of the other, then maybe you can decide upon a time or something to where each of you get to do what makes you happy and what you're most productive at creating. But I must say, I do like your idea to create the soundproof drum room. Drum room.
Yeah.
So how soon would that happen?
Today.
How funny you are. How funny you are.
I'm going to get on it.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, let's get to the segment we call...
I'm trying to help you.
So, Tony, do you have any advice or tips for our listeners?
This is an easy one today. Easy. And I'm sure men have heard this before. Listen to the woman.
Okay. Well, then my tip follows up on that. If you're going to listen to the woman, then... do what she asks you to do. Follow it up with action.
Unless I forgot.
Yeah. Well, we're out of time. So let's wrap this up by giving a few shout outs to Gifford Ivan Cordova III, who handled our music, and Nick Zinke, who handled our podcast art. And so you've been listening to I'm Right.
I'm Right.
I am actually right on this one. You came around. I'm really glad about that. And I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
I did?
Yeah, you did. Just say who you are.
Do not recall.
Say who you are. Oh, you forgot.
I'm Anthony Cordova.
All right. Let's just go ahead and say goodbye.
Bye.